The bill bans anyone who is 13 years old or younger from using a tanning bed and requires those between the ages of 14 and 17 to be accompanied by a parent who must provide written consent or have a physician's order. Much of the discussion surrounded a type of skin cancer known as melanoma, which Jones says is costly.
We spend nearly $2 million a year in Utah by the private health care companies. This is not Medicaid, this is not Medicare, this is not people who are uninsured, on melanoma cases every year, almost $2 million. This is a huge cost to us, not just in monetary terms, but in lives.
Jones added that studies show the ultraviolet rays that come from tanning beds are 10 to 15 times stronger than UV rays that come from the sun. Dr. Sancy Leachman, a Park City dermatologist who supports the bill, says UV rays break down DNA, which leads to mutations, which then cause cancers like melanoma. And she says those rays are addictive.
And the reason that's happening is because of endogenous opioid release, opiates that are made by the body that are very similar to opium and heroin and blocked by the same anti-molecules.
Leachman says about 30% of regular tanners become addicts and even go through withdrawal symptoms if the opportunity to tan is taken away. She added the tanning industry rarely stops these people from tanning. Despite the obvious health concerns, some lawmakers were hesitant to restrict business or impede on parental rights. Here's Republican Senator Mark Madsen.
Here behind this desk, we do not exercise any authority that is not inherent in the people that then is delegated to government. So even though we all may want something to happen, even though we all may agree that somebody is not raising their child the right way, I don't believe I have the authority to tell the parents that they have to change their ways.
The bill also requires tanning salons to have a valid yearly permit and to distribute information about the health risks of tanning. The permit would be revoked for any salon not complying with the proposed law. The bill passed out of committee and now heads to the full Senate for consideration. I'm Eric Ray, KCPW News.